It's the 5th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Central Bedfordshire Council has been tasked with finding £13 million in operating cost reductions for next year. The council is made up of 3,000 employees. Some of those jobs may be eliminated. Adam Zerney, the CBC leader, said he couldn't confirm the number of job losses because the government had not yet provided local authorities with a financial settlement. He said he would know more by the 19th of December. A government spokesperson commented that despite the difficult financial situation, we are fixing the foundations of local government with £1.3 billion announced at budget to help councils deliver essential services. A £37,000 grant has been provided to the Big Theatre in Biggleswade from the government's UK Shared Prosperity Fund. The infusion will be used to expand their musical instrument section and add new sound equipment, increase seating areas and improve stage lighting. Bedfordshire Police are currently in the middle of their 16 days of action campaign against stalking, which began on the 25th of November. The Stalking Prevention and Intervention Unit was introduced by Bedfordshire Police this year to address all aspects of the problem. Emma Pitts, a detective superintendent who deals with domestic abuse cases, said, "In Bedfordshire, we understand the vast mental and physical impact stalking has on victims, the risk perpetrators pose, and how behaviours can rapidly escalate. So far, 21 arrests have been made." An awards ceremony held at Renold Village Hall recognised and celebrated Bedford Borough's foster carers. Bedford Mayor Tom Whitton, who was in attendance, said, "The stories I've heard today have moved me. On behalf of everyone across Bedford Borough, I'd like to thank them for the role they play in children and young people's lives each and every day." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.